News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Tropical Storm Helene is strengthening in the Caribbean, expected to make landfall Thursday in Florida as a Category 3 hurricane. Both the governor and President Biden have declared a state of emergency with mandatory evacuations underway in several low-lying counties. CBS's Jason Allen reports.
All along Florida's west coast, people are fueling up.
Try to stay cool. I'll never know.
And boarding up ahead of Helene. Here in the coastal town of East Point, business owners are taking no chances, shutting down days before the storm hits. Mandatory evacuation orders are already in effect for some people living in coastal or low-lying areas. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is urging residents to prepare.
You do have time, so take advantage of that time.
Congress must vote on a budget plan this week in order to avert a partial government shutdown. Here's CBS News correspondent Nicole Killian.
We still expect a vote on government funding in the House on Wednesday. This is what we were expecting all along. But furthermore, we're expecting that that could be part of the final rounds of votes in the House this week. They were supposed to be in session through the end of the week, but now it appears they may truncate that schedule once they get this government funding cleared. And certainly the Senate stands poised to move this bill forward.
Israel says it has killed a top Hezbollah commander in an airstrike in Lebanon after a three-day bombing campaign that has left more than 560 people dead. In retaliation, Hezbollah launched dozens of rockets into Israel on Tuesday. The State Department has advised American citizens to leave. BBC reporter Daniel DeSimone has more on that.
Seems to be more about troops being here to possibly help evacuate U.S. citizens in the event that the situation here deteriorates further, particularly in Lebanon. Citizens of various countries of Lebanon have been being advised to consider leaving while commercial flights are still available. Quite a few flights have been cancelled.
The state of Missouri has carried out the execution of a man convicted of breaking into a woman's home and killing her, despite calls for him to serve a life sentence instead. CBS News correspondent Matt Piper has this update.
His death comes even after the prosecutor's office that secured his murder conviction 21 years ago expressed doubts about the integrity of the case. Williams was found guilty of murdering Felicia Gale in her home, though he had always maintained he was innocent.
The Trump campaign says it was contacted by U.S. intelligence about Iran threatening to assassinate former President Donald Trump. A spokesperson called the threats both real and specific, saying an assassination is Iran's effort to destabilize the United States. He also said law enforcement across all agencies are working to protect the president. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, VH1, TLC, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to three streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR, so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Towering burgers and massive desserts could be a thing of the past pretty soon.
We have the chocolate, lemon, every kind of cheese.
A report from the National Restaurant Association found 75% of customers say they want smaller portions for less money. The Portion Balance Coalition hopes to sign on at least 10 high-volume chains to answer the call. And it's not just about economics. Market researchers say more people are opting for snacks over meals. Others on weight loss injectables aren't eating as much. One study on food waste found 40% of what's served out never gets eaten. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A black combat medic who treated 200 troops during the invasion of Normandy is being honored with the Army's second highest award. The Distinguished Service Cross was given posthumously to Waverly Woodson Jr. More than a million African-American troops served in World War II, but in an era of racism in the military, they overlooked the recognition they deserved. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
A I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms in the overnight will eventually come to an end. The clouds stick around, though. Northwest winds 5 to 10. Sunrise temperatures in the upper 50s. On Wednesday, morning clouds giving way to sunshine. North winds, highs in the mid-70s. It's 60 at our studios.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Who's your daddy?
Here is.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time
to show? To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Keep on. Heaven, one girl who loves you Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes inside the 30-yard line
to a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten opener in SoCal against USC. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Make a difference in your community today. Find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
In the misty morning fog with all our hearts a-thumping in you, a brown-eyed girl. Wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing
sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
in the green grass. La 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 la
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Because my heart is true. Yeah. Timeless favorites, WRJN.
One love, heaven now, all the world over sun.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much.
much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History.
Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down for 400 years.
Just to ease my pain. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Thousands of are fleeing their homes in Lebanon, taking refuge on beaches and in abandoned schools after Israel's third day of new airstrikes on Hezbollah strongholds. CBS News correspondent Chris Livsay is in Haifa and says Hezbollah is retaliating.
Hezbollah fired some 300 rockets.